Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it is, as soon as I find it, it's our monthly meeting with the Administrative District Judge and the Trial Court Administrator. So, good afternoon.
Commissioners.
Well, what's the news upstairs?
I have some updates for you, but I anticipate a relatively brief meeting this.
Oh, okay, all right.
You're a busy guy, so I'm sure you appreciate
For this week, on Tuesday and today, our judicial marshals have trained our entire staff, not the judges. They'll be in the next batch, but they have done the run, hide, fight training, and we had 14 or 15 attend Tuesday, and I think today we had about 16. Jess Shoresti joined us, and the feedback has been so positive.
Really?
Yeah, we've had, you know, emails from staff, like, this is long overdue, we really appreciate it.
Wow.
The next plan is to train the judges. I believe that'll, and they're also putting on a training during the magistrate conference. A lot of our judges are gone, and we host a clerk training here and judicial assistant training. They're going to put it on. So a lot of the outer county clerks who attend will get that training. So
that
has been really a positive in so many ways.
Good deal.
Yeah, they did. Well, you guys took the training. It's been excellent. Then the other question I have is regarding the upcoming budget. Last year, and I'm not saying this is going to repeat itself, but Greg, you can probably speak to this. We didn't get the initial emails about the budget process. I just wanted to make sure that we're included.
Yes, so for some reason, through the rotation of doing a workshop schedule, the TCA's office was missed. So we had to get them back on the schedule. Guaranteed, you will not be missed in the rotation this year.
Okay.
Because I know you guys are playing catch up towards the end.
Yeah.
So that won't happen again.
So, yeah, we don't want to be missed. Anyway, but everything's going really good.
Very good.
No complaints, I think. No complaints, and we haven't had tons of gripes other than the one lady who always emails me and copies you guys. I talked to her yesterday. It's like, well.
Thank you for taking care of that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Anything we can address for you, commissioners?
Chief? Sure, I do have one thing which I want to talk more in general speak to give a quick update on. There's been a long-going concern around campus security. And I will tell you, there is progress happening within the sheriff's office, taking some information, and that information will be reported back to the board and Judge Vanderbilt on this and how it organically evolves. But there is movement on this.
Well, anytime we can assist, please let us know. We're happy to be part of that conversation and would like to be.
You'll be heavily involved in that conversation because the qualifications and what we have in the marshal, I'll call the squad here in that county, is top notch. So we're looking at that caliber of training, their knowledge, their history, and how we can adapt and use them. But again, more to come. I know that's very general. I just want to let everybody know there is progress.
Great to hear.
I have a question, and maybe Chief, you would know, but given Benita's comments, and I've been through the run, hide, fight training with a different group, but I appreciate our marshals. They do have expertise and specialized training in that field, but I think everyone in the courthouse should go through it. I think it should not be optional. It should be mandatory training because as we visit Nampa PD, Caldwell PD, law enforcement, it's all about training for an event. And if you don't train, and even if you do train in the midst of an event, there will be chaos. And so if people have some idea that's been rehearsed on what to do, I think we stand a better chance of having that go well. So I think, I'm not sure where the idea was propagated that people don't have to participate in countywide policy or trainings. I don't support that. I just appreciate you putting on the record that it was received well, and I am, as a commissioner, for ensuring the safety and the security of every employee at the courthouse and on this campus.
Yes, and ours was mandatory. Judge Vanderbilt made it mandatory.
Thank you.
I mean, commissioners, as far as the individuals that we can include, it's court staff.
Mm-hmm.
We are making that a mandatory training for court staff. We've also, just yesterday, and I think the court will likely take us up on an offer to provide that training to the in-court clerks as well. But again, where that's not our direct staff, you know, with some limitations, that's not something that, as far as a training, that we believe we can make mandatory with that office.
Well, and I understand what you're saying. I appreciate, and as much as lies within your jurisdiction, you are training people for that. Thank you.
Yes, in part, and the feedback, which was interesting, is from the employees to myself and to Laura, was, gosh, it's about time. I'm so glad. And I think, Laura and I were talking about it today after the training. Our employees felt so valued receiving this training. And and instead of it being like, oh, we got to go, they're really looking forward to it.
Right.
And they've benefited.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep, we've been lobbying for that in the 5 years that I've been here.
Yeah, exactly.
Good deal. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. All right. Let's be adjourned. All right. Let's be in adjournment.